Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we just finished up with Diana Ross from 1979, so we're going to start with a song from 1981 from Michael Jackson. Then we'll hear from Martha Vandellas, Popcorn Wiley, DeBarge with El DeBarge, Brenda Holloway, and the Supremes. Well, first up this half hour, Michael Jackson and One Day in Your Life, right here on Motown Memories.
One day in your life, you'll remember a place, someone touching your face. You'll come back and you'll look up.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Fallon.
Streets and everywhere,
Barge with El DeBarge, and that was You Wear It Well, and then reached number 46 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but number 1 in the Dance and Disco Charts in 1985. Before that, Popcorn Wiley and Funky Rubber Band only reached 109 on the Pop Charts, but a somewhat respectable number 40 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts in 1971. Before that, Third Finger Left Hand, Martha Vandellas from 1967. It was the B-side of Jimmy Mac. And British female duo The Pearls had a top 40 UK hit with that song. And we started with Michael Jackson and One Day in Your Life, reaching number 55 on the Pop Charts, but number 1 in the UK and number 1 in Ireland from 1981. It was released in the United States in 1975, but didn't chart. And the album that the song was on was entitled Forever Michael. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Allen. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. Well, we're back to the 1960s, and coming up, Brenda Holloway from 1967, and Just Look What You've Done. Well, Brenda Holloway was introduced to Motown Records by attending a DJ party in late 1963, where Berry Gordy was also there. She lip-synced to Mary Wells' hit, You Beat Me to the Punch, and Berry was impressed by Holloway's looks, and subsequently by her vocal power, and opted to sign her to Motown. She was 17 at the time, and she was Motown's first West Coast signing, as the party was in Los Angeles. Well, Brenda was given the option to either move to Detroit or stay in Los Angeles, as Motown was hiring West Coast staffers at the time. Well, Brenda chose to stay in Los Angeles for the time being, and her early Motown records were produced there by Hal Davis and Mark Gordon. Well, here she is in a song called Just Look What You've Done, right here on Motown.
With a tender love, you filled my lonely days. You made me need you, darling, in so many ways. But you no longer come around very much. And lately there's no tenderness in your touch. Where did it go, that warm and tender feeling? Where did it go, that love that I believed in? You filled my life with so much meaning.
Doing, then she once would have.
the Supremes after Diana Ross had left the group, and that was called Touch, only reached number 71 in 1971. Touch was the title song of their third album from the 1970s and was the first led by Mary Wilson. And we started with Brenda Holloway and Just Look What You've Done, number 69 on the pop charts and number 21 on the rhythm and blues charts of 1967. This hour featured some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.